This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Amelia Earhart was born on July 24, 1897, and was a pioneer in the world of aviation, and is known as the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean on a solo expedition and set various aviation records. In March 1937, Earhart was set to become the first aviator to travel around the world, roughly following the equator. She would do this with experienced navigator Fred Noonan inside of their modified Lockheed Model 10E Electra. To give a very, very brief overview of the mission, there's a lot more detail to this than what I go into here, okay? On June 1st, 1937, Amelia Earhart took flight from Oakland, California, and headed eastbound for their flight around the world. Approximately 20,000 miles later, on July 2nd, 1937, midnight Greenwich Mean Time, Earhart and Noonan took off from Ley Airfield towards Howden Island, one of the last stop points until she would have successfully navigated the globe. She had about 7,000 miles remaining of her journey. At approximately 3 p.m. lay time, Amelia would radio the Itasca for them to help guide her to the land site using radio signaling. Her last ever message of communication was KHAQQ, which, as mentioned before, is the Lockheed Electra 10E's call sign. Calling Itasca, we must be on you but cannot see you. Gas is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We're flying at 1,000 feet. After this, the plane, Earhart, and the navigator were never seen again. There are multiple theories on what happened to Fred Noonan and Amelia Earhart. Some think that they run out of fuel and crash into the ocean, which is very plausible. Other theories are complete nonsense and not even worth a mention. Things like aliens, and I'm not even going to go into it. So, there's one theory that I found recently that really piqued my interest. Now, of course, I'm not saying this is 100% fact and true, but I think it's definitely worth a look into. As always, I'm not trying to convince you guys that this is true. I'm just trying to present you with the information. A recent theory I found feeds into the idea that they successfully landed on the island known as Nikumaroro, formerly known as Gardner Island. Now, I know I probably didn't pronounce that right. There's a picture that you can see on the screen here, or if you listen to my podcast, you can easily find the image, found in 2021 when using Google Earth, and it shows what is thought to be, admittedly, a very worn away, potential SOS message in the sand, that could be saying KHAQQ, which is the Electra's call sign. But that isn't the only interesting thing here. Another photo appears to possibly show the wing of Amelia Earhart's Electra, which has possibly been buried for decades and only recently exposed. It was found using Apple Maps in 2020. However, in 2001, there was a survey of this part of the lagoon, using divers on manta boards and pulled by a skiff. They surveyed the shoreline, including the Tyra Point, visually scanning as well and using metal detectors. People have been back to the Tyra Point several times since 2001 as well, so in all likelihood, if anything was actually there, it would have been found back then, so this kind of takes away from the credibility of this post, although some people have pointed out that the sand can shift significantly over time, but it's definitely interesting. So obviously this theory leads into the notion that they did land on an island, which is actually backed up by some other theories. There were some reports of people picking up on distress signals from Amelia Earhart in the days following the crash. So, for the Electra to have charged the radio's battery, it was essential for the propeller to be above water. On July 3rd, reportedly a transmission was picked up on by a direction finding station at Midway, Oahu, and Wake Island, which, when tracked to the source of the signals, appeared to be from around the vicinity of Nikumaroro. A 16-year-old girl at the time from Rock Springs reported picking up on a signal from Amelia Earhart, sending out a message expressing being on a reef south of the equator. Another from St. Petersburg, Florida, Betty Clank, a teenager at the time, was listening to her shortwave radio and had a notebook too. She was picking up on a voice saying, "This is Amelia Earhart," and she recalls listening to an intermittent signal for 2 hours of a woman sounding desperate and also a man's voice in the background who apparently was injured. After hearing the words New York City, she jotted down the words New York City in a notebook and also added, "or something that sounds like that." Some believe that this could be due to the plane having potentially landed near the Norwich City shipwreck, and also reports of a woman's voice saying, "water's knee deep." I don't know if this theory holds any weight whatsoever, but I definitely found it interesting. Now, I don't know if these theories hold any weight whatsoever. I'm just presenting you with what I've found. I'll link down in the description the website to the theories and where I found this one, as I think it's really interesting and it's definitely worth a read. If you want to hear more theories on the Amelia Earhart case or any other case, let me know. At the moment, I'm particularly interested in this one, so I'd like to make more videos on it, but it's up to you guys, obviously. So yeah, let me know what you think, and stay safe, guys. Love you all, and I'll see you soon.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.